the damn ball.
Pass the damn ball.
Pass the damn ball.
Would you pass the damn ball?
Pass the damn ball.
Pass the damn ball.
Pass the damn ball.
Welcome to Pass the Damn Ball. I am your host, Mitchell Adams. You can follow me on Instagram at MitchAdams209. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at PassTheDamnBall_. And I got a special guest with me, Dad, the man that needs no introduction. How you doing today?
Good afternoon and welcome.
Love that energy. Thank you for being here on this Monday after the divisional round games. Before we get into this two-minute drill mode here, I want to read to you a fact.
Let's hear it.
So, since 2018, the Ravens are now 0-10. In games, they've been down 10 or more points at halftime. 0-10.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more team that has no wins in that time span, so since 2018,
okay,
being down by 10.
By 10.
So, 0-10 Ravens. This team, since 2018, is 0-26.
Oh, my.
What team do you think it is?
Could be a plethora of teams, but I am going to guess the Carolina Panthers.
Great guess, but no.
Mm.
It is not the
Ouch.
Carolina Panthers.
Ouch. Darn it.
But AFC team that has offensively struggled.
That has offensively struggled with coming back since that time frame. AFC, huh? How about the Raiders?
That is correct. Great job. Great job. 0-26.
Ouch.
Since 2018.
That's sad. Well, you know, they are looking for a new general manager, a new head coach, and a new quarterback. And so we should expect that streak to be broken in about 3 or 4 years. So just hang on.
A new identity.
Yeah, it's on its way.
Man. 0-26. Ravens fall to the Bills. But we will get to that in a moment. Let's start off, let's get into a two-minute drill mode and start off with the first game, Houston Texans versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Final score, Texans 14, Chiefs 23. And my question to you is, do the Chiefs get favored by the whistle?
Do they get favored by the whistle? So do the refs... do the refs favor the Chiefs more than other teams?
Correct. Especially with the Patrick Mahomes penalties. We saw two that kept the drive going along that maybe were questionable. Even Troy Aikman was saying how, oh, come on. This is a little too much. Do you think that the Chiefs do get a favor of the whistle? Or it's just, you know, the Patrick Mahomes effect, just like it was a Tom Brady effect sort of deal?
Sure. There could be some of that, but I really, you know, I do think home teams in general would typically get the advantage, and a lot of it's because of the surface, the weather. There's all kinds of factors, right? It could be indoors, could be outdoors, could be snowing, could be raining, could be dry and warm, and so I think. The refs themselves, I don't think there's any conscious effort one way or another. So is there like a specific team or quarterback or player, anybody that gets preferential treatment? I'd say no to that. But I do think there is something to be said for home field advantage. And the Chiefs have it. So, you know, you can look at it and go, well, you know, what is the effect? What is that? But I think overall, I think the refs have a tough job. I don't think the rules committee has set them up for success.
Mm.
Because why can you challenge some things but not others? I think instant replay should be utilized much more so. And there should be a ref somewhere in New York or wherever that can overturn a call right away. And, you know, when a flag is thrown and they're thinking, oh, it's a face mask. Much similar to the Rams game, and then there's no face mask. The ref should be able to come in and say, pick up the flag. There was no face mask. I just reviewed it. Boom, and they come in and get it right. Because it should be about getting it right And as long as the rules are set up the way that they are, there is always going to be an opportunity to make mistakes. And then when mistakes are made, the other team, the fans, the broadcasters, everyone is going to make a huge deal of it. And they're right for good reason. But at the same time, it's not the ref's fault. It's how the rules are and it's how it's set up currently.
Very logical on that answer. And, you know, I don't think the ref calling, just to wrap up this subject real quickly, was not the most egregious thing we saw. The most egregious thing we saw was the punter, Chiefs up 11 with 14 seconds, runs back to chew up time. It's a minus 18-yard scramble out of bounds, and it turns into a safety. And the final betting line from the game
was what?
Was 9.5. And that made it 9.
That's where your shirt is. I was like, why did you lose your shirt? That's how.
I know. Okay. Man, that was, I mean, why? It's just going to chew up an additional, what, 3-4 seconds instead of punting? Like, that was the most ridiculous thing from the game yesterday, in my opinion.
But that has nothing to do with the refs.
No.
That's purely a decision by the coach.
Correct.
And Andy Reid made that decision. And, you know, I mean, the object in the playoffs is to win the game. They won the game.
Next game in this two-minute drill mode, we got the Washington Redskins football team Commanders who play the Detroit Lions. The over was 55.5. The final score was Washington 45, Detroit 31.
Great. And your two-minute drill question,
yes,
is, how much of the Lions' loss to the Commanders would you place on their defense and the number of injuries they sustained throughout the year?
Jared Goff threw 3 interceptions.
Yep.
What does that have to do with any of the defenders that the Lions are missing? I understand 45 points were given up by that defense.
Mm-hmm.
Would like to remind people that when the Packers won the Super Bowl, I know it's been a long time since they won a Super Bowl, but in that 2010-2011 series, that playoff run, Packers had 15 on IR on the defensive side, and their veteran leaders, Woodson and Driver, got injured in the Super Bowl that game, and they still came up victorious. So, fine. Lions did not have full strength. A defense that doesn't excuse the 3 interceptions thrown by Goff and then an additional interception on overthinking trick play for the wide receiver Williams, and then 2 NFC North teams got stabbed in the heart in this game. The Lions, now they just lost their offensive coordinator, yeah, who just took the job of the other team that got their hearts stabbed yesterday, watching Jaden Daniels throw all over this Lions team, and the Chicago Bears are now wondering, did we make the right decision with Caleb Williams?
No, you didn't.
Mm.
Yep. And I'd agree with what you said. I think the only thing, you know, that really challenges it, and if you look at the defense, is, yes, there were the turnovers, and you can say the turnovers, but the Lions, who average pretty close to, they're up there with nearly the most points per game in the NFL, got their average. So they still scored a lot of points, and they kept up even with those turnovers on their scoring average, but they could not stop Washington for anything. So that's what brought on the question.
And that's a very fair question. Real quickly, Jaden Daniels' QBR, 122.9. Goff's QBR, 41.5 in this two-minute drill mode. We move on to the next game. LA Rams at Philly. The final score was Philly 28, Rams 22. Saquon Barkley, your MVP.
That's who I picked.
Your MVP.
A long time ago.
Finished with 26 carries, 205 yards, 2 touchdowns, including a 78-yard run. So my question to you on this two-minute drill mode, why is Saquon Barkley your MVP?
He still remains the MVP, in my opinion, because of, this was a snow game. This was a big game. The Rams had been playing top-notch defense for weeks. Really, I think since they played the Niners in San Francisco, Santa Clara, where, you know, it was just a really tight game, and it was close, and they played really, really well. Really, ever since then, that Rams defense has been really on fire. To gain 200 yards on a solid defense in the snow,
yeah,
you know, it says a lot about the individual, because you can look at, okay, well, you can look at the offensive line, you can look at all kinds of things. Well, you know, the other candidate who is in the running potentially as a running back, you know, is on the Ravens, and how many yards did he run in the snow with a great offensive line, you know, being a solid runner? He is a one-of-a-kind talent who was missing for years while he was on the Giants. The right offensive scheme, the right offensive line, and really the right quarterback to kind of take some pressure off of him, because you have to think about what Hurts might do to you.
Daniel Jones?
Who? But Barkley is a monster. I think he was the best addition to any team from free agency this past year. His numbers proved it. He got 2,000 yards and sat out the last game. And he's a game changer. He is a game changer.
So we were talking about how, because you brought this up, well, shouldn't the MVP just go all the way throughout the playoffs? And it's a regular season award, and then there's the Super Bowl MVP, which represents the playoff MVP, so to speak. So if Saquon were to lose next week, go to the Super Bowl, lose, he's not going to get the MVP recognition. It's going to fall on Josh Allen because he's a quarterback. Do you think that's really the only reasoning here, is because of the quarterback? Like, that has to be the MVP, where that idea is just stuck in our brains at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like every year, and rightly so, the quarterback is the most valuable player on every team. The teams that are in the playoffs, they all have solid quarterback play. The teams that are not in the playoffs, they need help. So there's a lot to be said for the quarterback position. It touches the ball the most. It runs the offense there. So it's hard to kind of go away and say, okay, how could the quarterback not be the MVP?
Sure.
Right? Just based on the criteria. So, but there are a lot of factors, and I do believe that the MVP of the league should be counted throughout the entire, up to the Super Bowl, not just regular season, because otherwise it's the most valuable player of the regular season. It's not the most valuable player of the NFL.
Jalen Hurts hasn't played great in 2 games. However, he has not turned the ball over, and that's all they need him to do.
That's
and he's
correct.
Made the throws when they matter, and the tush pushes and those extra yards. Real quick, short answer here. By the way, the Rams turned the ball over twice, and the Eagles turned the ball over 0 times. So again, the turnover battle has been crucial throughout this playoffs.
Yep.
Has Stafford's window to win another chip officially closed? Yes or no?
No.
Cool. All right, last subject game on this 2-minute drill mode. We talk about the game of the weekend, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills. Baltimore in losing fashion, 25-27.
Yep, so your 2-minute question, and I'm going to go a little unique here, because I think it says a lot with Lamar Jackson and his performance in the playoff, or performances in the playoffs, kind of warrants a question like this. So of the 8 quarterbacks that played in playoff games last weekend, how many would you take before Lamar Jackson if you had one game to play and that was a Super Bowl?
So those quarterbacks, just to bounce off that question, are Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, CJ Stroud.
Correct.
Right now, in a Super Bowl.
One game. How many of those would you take, and who, before you'd take Lamar Jackson?
2. Mahomes and Allen. So two AFC quarterbacks.
Okay.
Are the only ones. Lamar Jackson, I would have as my number three. I CJ Stroud still hasn't proven that he can get to that level yet. Jaden Daniels, absolutely amazing. Playoffs, you could argue he's the best rookie quarterback making a playoff run ever at this point in time. There hasn't been a lot, but dude is just balling. I would still take Lamar Jackson over him.
Okay.
I would take Lamar over Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts hasn't been consistent enough. Jared Goff, we've seen Goff be Goff in the playoffs. So, no, Goff would probably be second to last pick on this list, to be completely honest. And then Matt Stafford, that's an interesting one because of veteran leadership, experience. He's got the cannon. He's
won a Super Bowl.
He's got the composure. But I would still take Lamar, right now, Lamar Jackson. So, number three. And then Mahomes and Josh Allen, 1-2.
Got it. Okay, that's really interesting. So, there's a case to be said. No, there's actually it's pretty evident that Lamar Jackson, has a hard time winning big games. He has not shown up. He continues to not show up. So I think the only player I wouldn't take to win a Super Bowl today, based on those eight quarterbacks, would be Goff.
You'd have him seven?
Yeah, I have him seven.
Oh, man.
Because he is not...
Hot take!
Wow. I have him seven. I'd rather have Jaden Daniels and his composure and the way that he plays over Lamar Jackson. Yes, and his decision-making.
All right, we're going to push into overtime on this two-minute drill.
Overtime?
This will be known as the Mark Andrews game. Fumble in the fourth quarter. Dropped to two-point conversions with Lamar's legacy on the line after Lamar. You can say he led that drive. However, on that last drive, Derrick Henry got the ball five times.
Yep.
Derrick Henry, throughout the remainder of the game, before this was fourth quarter, only got the ball 11 times.
Yep.
11. So 16 total. Henry had 16 total carries for 84 yards. He was averaging 5.3 yards a carry, and then had a touchdown. Why was he not utilized more in the game? Lamar Jackson, for that first half performance, regardless of how great he led and composure he had in that second half, I can't defend him against that first half because of the silly interception he made. It wasn't a good throw. And that silly fumble.
Was that a fumble? It looked like a gift. I thought I saw a bow on the top of the football.
Seriously.
I think it was a gift.
It was not, nobody touched the ball.
Correct.
So it was a silly fumble. Like,
yeah.
Something you'd see a second string quarterback do. And very not like Lamar Jackson. However, you could argue it is because it's playoff time and Lamar loses again. So I just wanted to put some more outrage on the game planning because Derrick Henry getting 16 carries wasn't even close to enough. That two-point conversion, sure, it's cold, it's frigid. Lamar, maybe it wasn't thrown on.
No, it was a nice pass.
It was, okay.
It was a nice pass.
There's people arguing saying it wasn't a good enough pass. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, it hit me in the hands.
It's cold. I mean, yeah, it sucks for Mark Andrews. But you could also argue that wasn't the right play call because Derrick Henry was just a man on that drive.
Yep.
And gaining positive yardage every time he touched the ball, and they passed the damn ball, and what happened?
Right. What we don't know is how many of those play calls were runs originally, and Lamar Jackson changed it at the line.
Sure.
I mean, it could have happened, right? So, but to your point, I totally agree. If you want to put it all on Lamar Jackson's shoulders and let him go out there and try to win a game for you when you have a Derrick Henry in the backfield, I question that call as well. Totally agree.
Josh Allen finished 16 of 22, 127 yards in the air. That's it. And two rushing touchdowns. Now has a date with Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship. Where have we seen this before? Who will win? Let's get into some predictions.
The damn ball.
Would you pass the damn ball?
All right. We got two big games coming up this Sunday. NFC Championship Let's start there. The Washington Commanders at Philadelphia Eagles. The over-under is 47.5. Mind you, the Commanders-Lions game was 55.5. They were 3 points short of that before halftime. Philadelphia, do you have a guess how much Philadelphia is favored by?
I'm going to guess 2 points.
-5.5.
Whoa.
Vegas, I heard this morning it was 4.5. And then, so that was a... Washington was getting a lot of bets.
Yeah.
So the line has been adjusted since over the course of the last 24 hours.
That's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points. The last time these two teams met, it was a thriller where the Commanders did come up with the victory in dramatic fashion. Jaden Daniels, another late game, crunch time, Mr. Cool win. What do you see happening in this game?
Yeah, I think I haven't seen the weather forecast, so I don't know if it's going to be, you know, frigid weather and ice and snow. But minus that, I think the Commanders are on a roll. I would take points plus the Commanders. The Eagles have been there before. They're at home. They've got a solid D, obviously a strong running game. I think the Eagles will win, but I think the Commanders will cover.
Just to confirm, it is anticipated to be partially cloudy skies with temperatures around 39.6 degrees.
Okay. Their teams are going to be able to throw.
It will be cold. Teams will be able to throw. How much does the home field advantage of Philly make this more favorable for the Eagles? Or does it, do you think, Jaden Daniels, does it even matter?
Yeah, I don't think it matters. I really don't. I think the Commanders, with their coaching staff, they put together game plans that have been magical for them the last two playoff games. And they're going to come up with another one. So it is going to be a tight game. It's going to be a really good game, a fun game to watch. I think it'll be, a battle on the ground. And Philly is going to, probably use Saquon a lot and then try to throw it deep against Washington. So, and try to use some of their speed with their receivers. But I think it's going to be, a really good game. They could go either way. I wouldn't be surprised if Washington actually won, but I do think that with Philly's running game, their solid defense of being at home, I think that they're going to pull it out.
This is Washington's first NFC championship since 1991, so I was not born.
Right.
The last time.
Yep.
Washington, which that was a game they beat the Detroit Lions handily, 41-10. They ended up going to the Super Bowl and beating who? Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
So with that being said, do you see history repeating itself of the Commanders beating the Eagles? Or beating, I should say, this NFC, winning the NFC Championship, then playing Buffalo?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think mm-hmm. with some of the youth that they do have, that there is going to be some learning for them and potential mistakes. I think Philadelphia will pull it out. I think Philadelphia is going to go to the Super Bowl.
Saquon still proving his MVP. Speaking of Bills against the Chiefs, that is the last game on Sunday. We get Tony Romo. I don't know, Jim! With Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs. You want to guess the spread on that? Chiefs are favored by how many do you think? This is at Arrowhead.
Two or less. It's got to be a point and a half.
You had it too. It's -2.
Is it two?
Yep. Great call. Over, under, 47.5. Strangely, both of these games are 47.5 on the over, under.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like Vegas making a really safe, conservative bet on that.
Yep.
47.5, magic number. What, as far as a betting perspective, how would you go about this game?
Yeah, I would probably leave it alone.
Sure.
I'd probably take Kansas City and Moneyline. I wouldn't even touch points on this game. I wouldn't touch over under. It's one of those where, you know, Josh Allen is so good and he's so unpredictable that he could score a lot of points. And same with Mahomes. Mahomes is so good and so unpredictable that he could score a lot of points. But both their defenses are so stout, it could be a defensive battle. They both got solid kickers. I think Kansas City's kicker is a little bit better than and a little more reliable
more consistent than Buffalo's. This year.
And so because of that, I'm taking Kansas City to win flat out. But it wouldn't surprise me if anything happens in this game with two great quarterbacks, two great defenses, two great coaches, and let's see what happens.
This would be a crushing loss for the Buffalo fan base.
More crushing than four Super Bowls?
I mean, because it's to Patrick Mahomes, it would be to Patrick Mahomes again.
Yep.
And they're not even getting to a Super Bowl because the same guy, it's like Jordan in the 90s, yep. Patrick Ewing couldn't get there. Karl Malone got there and lost twice. Reggie Miller couldn't get there. It's just Michael Jordan, Patrick Mahomes, whether you love him or hate him, Mahomes is the best in the league.
Right.
And he deserves that status.
Yep.
With a chance to win three in a row if he's able to beat the Buffalo Bills. All right, so your Super Bowl matchup is a rematch of two seasons ago, Philly and Kansas City.
Yes.
All right.
That's what I'm sticking with. Yes.
I will go with Philly and Buffalo.
Wow.
I think the two MVP candidates that we've mentioned, Saquon and Josh Allen, get there. And we will see how. I mean, if it's going to come down to whoever has the ball last in the Bills Chiefs, you better pray it's not Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Because, yeah, you have Mahomes thrown to Kelsey. Boy, oh boy,
I'll end this. We will end this Pass the Damn Ball episode with two betting questions that I have for you.
Okay.
Anytime touchdown, if there was one player that you had to put on, it's a guaranteed touchdown this week.
Guaranteed.
Doesn't matter the game, doesn't matter the team, it can be anybody. What player would you bet on?
Jaden Daniels,
anytime touchdown.
Anytime touchdown.
Wow.
Yep.
Love that answer.
He's going to score because he could run it in, he could throw it in. You've got the double whammy. But I'd put it on Jaden Daniels.
Okay. Out of all the quarterbacks left, so Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, who would you bet anytime interception?
Anytime interception? Ooh, all have great ball control. Make really solid decisions.
Your answer could be none.
I know.
I'm sure there's a bet out there. Nobody throws an interception.
If anyone's going to throw an interception, I would see it being Hurts. He'd be the only one that I would bet would throw an interception out of those four.
I agree with you. Well, thank you for coming on, man.
Oh, thanks for having
me. It's been fun watching.
Enjoy this Sunday. Should be fun.
Yeah, should be a great time. Looking forward to having you on again. I passed the damn ball. I am your host, Mitchell Adams. Again, follow me on Instagram at MitchAdams209. Follow this podcast on Instagram at PassTheDamnBall_. We will talk to y'all soon.
Pass the damn ball.
Pass the damn ball.
Pass the damn ball.
Would you pass the damn ball?
Thank you for listening.